And just to review briefly from Erev Shabbos, I mentioned to you that there is a basic difference between shliach lahelacha and shliach lahavah. That a shliach lekabbalah, who is the shliach of the woman, is not the same as a shliach lehalacha, which is a shliach of the husband, in that their function is very different. The shliach lehalacha is just doing maisa, so on behalf of his mishalayach, he's doing the maisa of bringing it and giving it. That's the extent of his shlichus, and that is a shlichus like all shlichus in the Torah. And the shliach lekabbalah is something more. The shliach lekabbalah is creating the chalos haget, and therefore the shliach lekabbalah needs eidim on the minui hashlichus. It's called the davar shebe'erev of the shliach lekabbalah, and heyais that there's the fundamental difference, which the truth is, it's a difference in metzias. Metzias is the shliach lekabbalah, just as accepting and memela to get a chal. The shliach lahilacha is, it's not chal till he gets to the woman. But lamaisa, it's a big difference. It's a difference. The shliach lahilacha is just doing a maisa that helps to get the chal. The shliach lekabbalah is doing the get. Is doing the get. The way the stipler refers to it, the shliach lekabbalah is doing the davar shebe'erva, because shliach lekabbalah gets to get the davar shebe'erva is chal. The shliach lahilacha, when you give it to the shliach, nothing's chal yet. You give it to the shliach first has to bring it. So the difference is a basic difference. The nafkaminis that we spoke about on Friday, the basic nafkamina was the nafkamina that Reb Chaim was talking about, that shliach lekabbalah, you have to have eidim on the minui hashlichus, shliach lahilacha you don't. That's where Reb Chaim was going on. We explain the second nafkamina, our Rashi. Shliach lahilacha nis b'fanei nechdam. Shliach lekabbalah does not, because Chazal didn't start up with the davar shebe'erva. They didn't start up when a get is given and it's finalized. Chazal didn't make takanis. Those were, I think, the only two nafkaminas I mentioned on Erev Shabbos. The stipler mentions a third nafkamina. Third nafkamina is whether an Eved Kenani is kosher to be a shliach for a get. An Eved Kenani, as you know, is a yid. Eved Kenani is mechuyev in mitzvos kenoshim. He's tovel l'shem geiris. He's a yid. Becha atayra kula pashtus, an Eved Kenani could be a shliach. Yet we paskin based on a sugya later that an Eved Kenani is possible to be a shliach lekabbalah. An Eved Kenani can't be a shliach lekabbalah saget. Why? Because einai b'tayras git. An Eved Kenani personally is not b'tayras git. An Eved Kenani cannot marry a bas Yisrael. An Eved Kenani can only marry a shifcha kenanis. It's not a real marriage. And he personally is einai b'tayras git. Since he's not b'tayras git, so he's not eligible to be a shliach lekabbalah. The Rambam says, but a shliach lahalacha he could be. A shliach lekabbalah he can't be. That's based on a gemara. But a shliach lahalacha, a shliach lahalacha he could be. After all, an Eved Kenani is yeshlei b'tera shlichus. So a shliach lahalacha he could be, and a shliach lekabbalah he cannot be. Now, if we would just open the Rambam and learn the Rambam, we would be matzmiya. What do you mean? If you're telling me he could be a shlich lailacha because he's b'tera shlichus, so let him be a shlich lekabbalah too. If you're telling me he cannot be a shlich lekabbalah because he's ain't a b'tera gittin, so let him not be a shlich lailacha either. What's the difference between them? It's very difficult to understand. However,
the shliach has to be
able to do it himself. Ain't ever tells me he can't do it himself.
That he's he's not an Isha?
No, that means not because he's not an Isha. An Isha and Isha are both the Torah's given. But it means that the mitzvahs that an Eved Kenani Mechuyev does not include mitzvahs given. Because he's excluded from that, from possibility. Zakta Stipler, according to how he is said, it's very good. For Kabbalah, it's a Dava Sheva Erva, it's a Maisa Geth. For that, you have to be B'Torah's given. Mashiach and a shliach lahilacha. A shliach lahilacha is just a shliach lekol terakula to do a maisa. So the shliach lahilacha brings it, and and that he could do even have a kanani, and then it's chal when it comes liyada isha. So that chalais is happening by the isha, and this is a third nafkamina between shliach lahilacha and shliach lekabal. So this we all had last week, and it's interesting because in the Pashtus Hadavar it's simple. In other words, just to say simply, the Shlech HaKabbalah makes the get, because when it comes to his hand it's done. Shlech HaLacha doesn't make the get, because when it comes to his hand it's not done. The simple words make a lot of sense. But in the bigger picture of it, to be mechalek between the Shlech HaLacha and Shlech HaKabbalah this way, It's a chiddush, the Yisrael is a chiddush. And it's a chiddush which we're still going to work with. When he gives it, you mean? When he anachinami. Alright, so hopefully we'll understand. I'm going to explain that. I just want first to read to you a chiddush in the Rambam. Pashtus, I started with you, I think, the first day, the first words I told you. So you have three ways to give a get. A man to his wife, or a man to a shliach lailocha to the wife, or a man to a shliach to Kabbalah. Those are the three basic things. There are two types of shliach. Shliach lailocha and shliach to Kabbalah. That's the that is the Pashtus Advarim. That's the way it is Pashtus. Oh, you can really have the combination. Shlech Halacha brings it to Shlech Kabbalah, which is a sugya later. It's really only good if the husband knew the Shlech Halacha was going to give it to Shlech Kabbalah. The woman knew, but Nachinami, there is such a chitim. Okay, but I mean there are two types of shluchim. There's a Shliach Halacha and Shlech Kabbalah. That's the Pashtus. The Rambam comes along, Kedarki B'Kaidesh, and he creates something new. The Rambam is in Hilchis Gerish in Perek Vav Halacha Dalit. He says, V'chein Ha'isha Sheleches Shliach Lehevi Magita. Could have another case, the case of Shliach. It's Perek Vav Halacha Dalit in Hilchis Gerish. A woman sends a Shliach Lehevi Magita Miyad Baila to bring her the get from the husband. Now, what would I call that? The shliach? I think it's the shliach kabbalah. So, to Rambam, v'zehu hanikra shliach hava. He says, I'm not talking about shliach kabbalah. A shliach kabbalah, the woman sends a shliach to get the get from the husband. Once the husband gives it to the shliach, does the shliach have to bring it to the woman? Does he really have to bring it to her? I suppose if she wants the piece of paper, he'll bring it to her. But in Hilchos Gittin, a regular shliach and kabbalah, what happens? A woman says, look, I'm not going to where you live, I'll send a shliach, the shliach goes, the husband gives it to the shliach and kabbalah, and it's all over. The minute the shliach gives it to the husband gives it to the shliach and kabbalah, the get is done. It doesn't matter if the shliach and kabbalah loses the get later, if he does bring it to the woman, he doesn't bring it to the woman, it's all irrelevant. The get is finished as soon as the shliach and kabbalah gets the get. That's the shliach and kabbalah. The Rambam says there's something called the Shliach Lehava. V'zehu ha-nikra Shliach Lehava. He says like it's nikra all over the place. Rambam is the first one that coined this phrase, Shliach Lehava. What is that? The woman makes a Shliach and she tells the Shliach, get the get for my husband and bring it back to me. Hava, bring it to me. Meaning, The get shouldn't be chal until you bring it to me. I want it. I want to get the get. I'm not going to go there. So you go get it from the husband and bring it to me. That's the Rambam calls that a shliach lahavah. Okay, so we have to now just picture what's going on in this woman's mind. She could do two ways. She could do shliach lekabala, she could do shliach lahavah. So shliach lekabala, she sends someone and says, get it, and as soon as you get it, it's done. Shliach lahavah, she sends somebody, she says, get it, but I don't want it to be a get until I receive it. Is it the same thing? The same thing. Sort of the same thing as a shliach lahavah, except it's different shliach.
No, you can't do it. The husband's not doing it. It has to be that it's just a
night. Okay, good. What you're saying is good, and what you're asking is good. First of all, where did the Rambam get this from? And one of the main points I'm going to want to make is to answer this. Where did the Rambam come with a new thing? So he's saying it's a Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah says that the Mishnayos say always Haveli Giti. Haveli Giti, the Lachem Flaming. So the Rambam saw there's so many Mishnayos that use the Lashon Haveli Giti. So immediately he created this new concept of Shliach Lahavah. The point is, it's not so clear what the Makar is, but okay, let's deal with it. Let's say I didn't tell you about this Rambam. And I would just come in, I'd say, okay, the Shliach Kabbalah and the Shliach Lahavah. I'll tell you a story. A woman made a Shliach, said, get the get and bring it back to me. What would you call that? You would have called that Shlech Lahilacha from the woman.
She's bringing that extra thing, bring it back.
I'll tell you what I would have called it. Yes. What? Yes.
So is that a Shlech Lahilacha?
We'll talk about it later. Okay. But I would have called it a Shlech LeKabbalah with a Tanai. I'm sending a Shlech LeKabbalah to get the get. I mean, it tonight, it shouldn't be chal till I get it. The truth is, a number of achrayim say that that's all the Rambam means. So shliach lekabbalah of it tonight, it shouldn't be a get till I get it. But if that's what the Rambam meant, zuhi hanikra shliach avah, it doesn't sound that way. So you have this new category, shliach lahavah. Now, the I certainly could do it. Don't say how could there be? I can make a shliach of Kabbalah and be mekabel to get for me, but only on tonight that it rains tomorrow. I can make any tonight I want in any shliach.
But Kabbalah, the term means that it's how.
Why are you defining it that way? You can't make shliach lekabbalah
tonight.
Okay, well, we're arguing about how to label it.
Because the shliach lekabbalah, the husband can't back out. He's coming
here. The husband can back out. So it's very similar to a shliach lekabbalah, right? Now, let me tell you, the Ran, yes, it's a kasha on this round. Yes. Oh, good. That's the Ran's cash. The Ran, in the beginning of Perek HaOmer, the Ran brings the Rambam. And the Ran asks a cash. The Ran says the halacha is that you need a Nesinas HaGet. If you say, let's say a man puts the get on the floor, and he tells the wife, Tli Gitech Malgabe Karka. He tells his wife, here's your get, it's a kosher get, pick up the get from the floor. So it's a Gemara of Dalad Amar Aleph, Tli Gitech Malgabe Karka, Loyamaklum. It's not good. The Pasuk says, Vinosan Biyada, you need a Nesima. And being that there's no Nesima, Tli Gitech Malgabe Karka doesn't work. The get works. The husband hands it to the woman, or to a shliach. But Talit Gitech, Magabe Karka, does not work. And we know there's no Machlaikis in the Rishonim. It's Vadai that Talit Gitech, Magabe Karka does not work. Now, Frek the Ran, Vayashlech Lahava, it's Shvema Manasha. At the time the husband gives it, there, we're saying it's not Chal. Because the Shliach Lahava, it's not Chal when the husband gives it to the Shliach Lahava. When is it Chal? Later. The Shliach Lahava travels back to the woman, and later he hands the get to the woman. The Shliach Lahava gives it to the woman, then it's Chal. At that time, there's no Nesina. Where's there a Nesina? The husband is not giving it.
Yes.
So if the husband will make this shliach, when the husband should make the shliach? So you're trying to cut it in half. Well, we have to see if what you're saying is it. But first, the kasha, you all understand. No, the husband has to make the shliach.
But the baal is chayzer.
The baal could be chayzer.
Both
give it to the wife. It's not chal. I suppose that the baal could be chayzer. We're asking, how could a shliach lahava work? Fraturan, how could a shliach lahava work? A shliach lahava. the case of Shliach Lahava is missing Nesina. Because at the time there's a Nesina, at that moment when the Nesina is given, the get is not Chal. Later when the get is Chal, there's no Nesina. So the question is, how are you going to do this? You just want to say the words of Mafreya, make it work. How are you going to take the old Nesina and make that the get is Chal now? At the end of the scene and it's Chal now. When is the Gal Chal? Gal is the Chal
Nesina. Same thing.
So you're going back to tonight.
Yeah.
Alright, if you want, you could do that. You could say, L'chayri, you could say, it's like giving with it tonight. I'm giving the Nesina now, and tonight should happen later. But then it's what? It's really a Shliach for Kabbalah with it tonight. What is it? Shliach? So now this is the way most Achrayim want to work their way out of this problem. I don't want to lose anybody. Again, the Rani is the cash. The cash is a good cash. Where's the Nesina? Where's the Nesina? The time the Nesina is, it's not Chal. The time it's Chal, there's no Nesina. So he can't be a Shliach Lahava. The husband has to make a Shliach Lahava. A woman can't make a Shliach Lahava. If the husband made a Shliach Lahava, the Rambam is talking that the husband didn't make a Shliach. The woman made a Shliach. Good, one second. So many Achrayim want to understand that it's like a Tanai. It's like a Tanai, and it's really a Shliach
L'Kavod. But the husband's not making it tonight. The lady's making it tonight. So it's not really, still not going to be good.
A woman cannot make it tonight again, but she could make it tonight in the Mina Shlichus. Okay, because if she wouldn't make the Shliach, it wouldn't be a get. So she couldn't make it tonight in the Mina Shlichus. The problem is the following. Again, we had, before the Rambam, we had two types of Shliach. Shliach L'Halacha and Shliach L'Kabbalah. Right? Before we got to this Rambam. We said a Nafkamina. We had three Nafkaminas, right? What's the first? Rukayim's Nafkamina. A Shliach L'Kabbalah, you need Eidim on the Minui HaShlichus. Right? That was Rukayim said. A Shliach L'Kabbalah, you have to have Eidim at the time you appoint the Shliach. A Shliach L'Halacha, you do not need. Now, you have to stop and think for a minute. Don't jump. A Shliach L'Kabbalah does need Eidim to the Minui HaShlichus. A Shliach L'Halacha does not need. Why would you say about a Shliach Lahava? Do you need Eidim on the Mina Shlichus or not? How would you understand that? Okay, you're half. When I said Shleach Lahava, that half a dozen guys said, that's just a Shleach Lahilacha. If that's just a Shleach Lahilacha, just the woman does it. So it should have the same demon as Shleach Lahilacha. Right? If you're going to say it's a Shleach Lahilacha with a Tanai, that all it is Shleach Lahilacha, it's a Shleach Lahilacha with a Tanai, then it should go with the rules of Shleach Lahilacha. What? That's a question any tonight. We'll get into it. But the Rambam says Beferish in the same place, Perek Vav Halacha Dalet, that a shliach ein shliach halacha, a shliach hava tzarech eden. He says a shliach hava is in the same category as a shliach lehalacha, that it doesn't need witness. So Reb Chaim brings this to show that you can't learn Shliach Lava is a Shliach Kabbalah with a Tanai. It's not true. It doesn't need either. So to try to say that a Shliach Lava, this new Shliach, is a Shliach Kabbalah with a Tanai, Reb Chaim says it's not true. Because the Rambam says it's not true. He says you don't need either. It's not a Shliach Kabbalah. So Memelo, we need a pshat in this Rambam. He's bringing in the sinyan of Shliach Lahava. The kasha is, where's there in the sinyan? If you recall, about 2 hours ago, downstairs, you came over to me, and you explained to me that the soul of Chaim Mishmerek is in the sinyan is the Maisa Get. Is that what you told me? That's what I answered. Okay, so there's a Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim is printed in the Chiddusha of Shleimus and in Zion. It's not in the Chiddusha of Chaim. And this Reb Chaim obviously fits very well with Friday's Reb Chaim. It's all going to be one. It's going to clarify, not confuse. Okay, Kedarka. Let me tell you the Reb Chaim, and then we'll plug it in. Don't try to tap. I'll tell you the Reb Chaim, then we'll plug it into Shleach Leiva, and then we'll go back. Reb Chaim says, very simply, there are two parts to the transfer of the get from the husband to the wife. There's the Nesina Saget, which is a Maisa, the handing over of the get. And there's the Kinyan HaGet. The fact that the get becomes the woman's Fagerishim. The Kinyan HaGet Lagerishim, which Reb Chaim says is the Dovish of Erev. So there are two parts. There's the physical handing over, which is just a Maisa. And then there's the fact that the woman is Kainit for Fagerishim, which is the Dovish of Erev. The woman gets it and she becomes a Megoresh. These are two parts. Now, understanding these two parts is the key to everything. And Reb Chaim brings a Mishnah, which makes it very easily understood. The Mishnah is on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah has the following case. The woman is sleeping. She's sleeping. And the man comes and sticks a get into her hand. Okay, at that moment, is she Megureshes? No, no shot. He sticks the get into her hand. She's asleep. She wakes up. She sees she has something in her hand. She looks at it. She sees it's a get. The Mishnah says that at that point, if the husband says, "Hare zeh gitech," then it's chal. At that point, if he says, "Hare zeh gitech," at that moment, it's going to be chal. Nosna v'yada v'hi yishena. Mishnah says he put it in her hand. She's sleeping. Niara, then she woke up. Kaira, and she looked at it. Bahari hikita, surprise! It's a get. Ein a get ad sheyaymala ha'gitech. Get is chal when the husband says ha'gitech. Now what happened here? It was a Nesina at a moment that the get is not chal. Nesina, she was sleeping. We separate the Nesina from the chalais haget. From this mishnah, we see that the husband could give the get at one moment, and later, when she wakes up, it could be 2 hours later. She wakes up, it's still not a get. And then he says, "Harei zakiteh, then it's chal." So after Reb Chaim, we see here that for a get to be chal, there are two parts. There's one is the ma'isa nesina, which is just a ma'isa. It's not a davar shebe'erva. When I use the word davar shebe'erva, I mean it doesn't make that she's oisei shesish. Davar shebe'erva means it doesn't make a halacha of oisei shesish. So there's the nesina, which is just a ma'isa. And later, when he says hari zekitech, she's kainet legerish. She's kainet that she's legeresh. That's a davar shebe'erva. What? Why is the Sahari Zagitech? Because we learned this, yeah, that the Amira is a part, is an inherent part of a Maisa Kedushin, which would be true by Gittin too. Okay. But the point is that we learn from this Mishnah that you could separate the two. There's a Maisa Nesina, you have to have a Nesina. Without it, it's not a get. My Tligitem Agamikak is no good. You need the Nesina. But Zot Reb Chaim, we see the Nesina is a ma'isa, which is a prerequisite to a get. And then there's the chalais haget, which could happen later. Zot Reb Chaim, plugging it now back into Shliach Lahavah, he says the Ran's kasha is not a kasha. He actually learns it into the Ran's words of his parents. He says what the Ran is answering is that you can separate it. You can have a Shliach Lahavah, goes to the man gives it. That's in the Nesina. He travels back 2 weeks later and he gives it to the woman. That's the chalais haget. You could have it separate. You could have a Nesina at one point and a chalais haget at another point. And it's not a problem. It's no different than sleeping. The shliach lahayva, where's his amira? That's a good point. The shliach lahayva, he's doing the amira together with the Nesina to the shliach. And then the shliach is bringing it. It's not mistava, the shliach has to say Hari Zagitech. So the question is, how do we plug in the amira? Okay, I'm open to two passages. I'm not sure.
Kabbalah.
What?
If it's the Kabbalah, then it's like him. So when the husband says, here's the
guest. It's not like Kabbalah. Reb Chaim rejects that it's Kabbalah. Reb Chaim is going, that shliach laiva is another type of shliach laiva.
Who's sending the shliach? The lady is still sending the shliach. So he can, the husband can still say it. Later, but the guy got it right away.
Okay. I'm willing to debate it separately. What do you do with the Amira in the case of Shleach Laivah? It's a good question. I'm not sure. I don't think the Rambam says. Is it the early Amira choice or the later Amira? It's debatable. Like we're just starting in the Sech. But this, the Kuda Reb Chaim says, we see. They can have the Sina at one point and the Chalais Haged at a later time. You can have it in the Mishnah Ayin Ches. And you can have it by Shleach Laivah. So it's now no problem separating the two. It's her yad, but she's asleep. She's not aware that she's getting it. Or even if she is aware she's getting it, she's not dafka asleep. The Mishnah has another case. I'll give you another example. In that Mishnah, one case is you give it to her when she's sleeping. There's another case which is very similar. Man goes over to his wife. He doesn't have the guts to tell her that he's giving her a gift. He says, here, take this. This is a shtar chayz. He gives it to her. She opens it up. And she looks at it. Kaira varikita. She looks at it to get. So the Mishnah says, ain't a get. Achayam aloha gitech. Same exact thing. And she's away. But she does, she's not aware that she's getting a get. She's not aware of it. Exactly the same thing. Afterwards, he says, Harry said, Gitech, and it's Chal. Again, the same thing. You can have a Nesina at one moment, and a Chalais Haget later. A Shliach Lava is the same thing. You have a Nesina Haget when the woman, she's in a different city, she's not aware that's being given at this moment. And later, it's brought to her, and then it's Chal. But remember, by Shliach Lahavah, Hadas is not let it be a gerushin until she received it. So she doesn't want it to be a gerushin when it's given to the shliach lahavah, which is the same as here. When she gets the shtar chayiv, she doesn't have to ask for the gerushin. You're right, she has to ask. Ultimately, it should be a gerushin. But she doesn't have to ask for the gerushin now. No. But again, it's a separate issue. We'll argue about it later. I don't want to confuse you. It's something we can argue about. But it's not the get Rav Chaim's Yisoid. Rav Chaim's Yisoid is... this is also a good question. When could the Baal be Chayzer? The Rambam doesn't say. I'm assuming the Baal could be Chayzer until it's Chah. Now, if you'll argue with me, we can argue, but it won't share Rav Chaim's Yisoid. The Yisoid that Rav Chaim is saying, we have a number of questions how Shliach Leivah works. And there's a lot of Torah on Shliach Leivah. But the Nekuda, the Yisoid of Shliach Leivah, by Rav Chaim, is this Yisoid. That you could have a Maisa Nesina at one moment. Of course, you need Shlichus. A man can't just do a Nesina to someone who's not the wife Shliach. It has to be either to the woman or to a Shliach. So you could have a Maisa Nesina at one moment, and a Chalais Haged at a later period. And there's no problem. It's not a Stira Tilchus Gid. How's it different than Tlima Agave Karka? So Tlima Agave Karka is no good because there was never a Nesina. It never was given from the husband to the wife. When she's sleeping and he gives it, there was a Nesina. It just wasn't at the time of the Chalais Haged. That's right, that's exactly the problem. He didn't make a Shliach Halacha. It helps the same way it helps when she's sleeping. If he gives her a get when she's sleeping, the lady says, how is it given? He did, there's a certain part that the man has to do in a get, there's a certain part the woman has to do. The man did everything he had to do. Now, the woman needs to be kind of the get. She has to be in the scene of Liyadan, she has to be kind of. Assuming that she has to be kind of, so until it's brought back, this kinyan l'gerushin didn't happen. She doesn't want it. Again, we could argue about it. The question was, by Shlech Lahavad, that doesn't have to know how it's working. So there are a number of questions people ask. We can argue about all these things, but I'm not willing to fall into a trap and getting into an argument about it. What I want to do is just establish the aside of Rav Chaim, which is going, I hope, is going to make the other Rav Chaim very clear. So Rav Chaim is saying that there's Nesina, which is a Maisa, and there's a Halai Haget, which is a Dovah Shemera. How do you have Bal Karacha? Okay, this is a kasha that we show you in the ask. You need a Kenyan by heart, Kenyanim can't be Bal Karacha. So we dealt it last year with the Tzayis and Abim Luim, which don't flow well with the original time. But it's up to deal. Getting back now to the Yisoid of Friday's Reb Chaim, that Shlech LeKabbalah and Shlech LeLaivah are different. Using this Reb Chaim, it becomes much more clear. What Reb Chaim is saying is there are two parts. There's the Nesina Saget and there's the Chalai Saget. Every Shliach LaHilacha is just a Shliach for the Maisa. That's Reb Chaim's Yisoid. The Shliach LaHilacha is just a Shliach for the Maisa. It's not a Dovah Shebera, but it's just a Maisa. I mean, he's a shliach for the Nesina. That's all he is. A shliach to do a Nesina. A shliach LeKabbalah, on the other hand, is more than that. A shliach LeKabbalah makes the Chalais Haget. Not only is the shliach LeKabbalah receiving the Nesina, but in the hands of the shliach LeKabbalah, there's a Chalais of a Dovah Shebe'erva, which means a Chalais Haget. The get is Chal. That Chalais Haget is Reb Chaim's second Nekuda. That the Dovah Shebe'erva is being chal. That Reb Chaim is saying needs is a Dovah Shebe'erva, needs Eidus on the Nina Shlichus, and it Nebuchadnezzar is possible, and it doesn't need Bafani Nechta, Bafani Nechta, the three Nafkarinas. with this Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim is Pashut. Because the Shliach HaKabbalah is a different sum. Shliach HaKabbalah is doing a get, just like when a husband gives it to a woman. Shliach LaHailacha is just a Shliach for a Maaser. Now, we're matmiyah on the Rambam. Why did he come with this new category of Shliach LaHavah? It's Pashut. A Shliach LaHavah is a Shliach, just like a Shliach LaHailacha, is the husband making the Shliach for the Maaser, just for the Maaser. Not for the chalais again. A shliach lehava is the woman making a shliach just for the maaser, just for the maaser of accepting the get and bringing it, but not for the chalais. So really, it goes together. You have a shliach lehilacha, shliach lehava, are two of the same type, same deed. They're both a shliach just to do the maaser nesiv, or to receive the maaser nesiv. That's one category of shlichus. And there's another, Shliach HaKabbalah, which is the same as the Isha receiving, which is the Chalais HaGet. So Reb Chaim, in this whole Shtikol Torah, these two Reb Chaims, is sort of setting the table for all Dinei Shlichus in Gilgabi Gid. A Get is not like every other Shliach. You make a Shliach to buy a house, different rules. A Shliach to buy a Get, to do a Get, has rules of Davish of Erva. And therefore, we have now separate categories. We have Shliach LaHailacha, Shliach LaHava, which is either the man or the woman makes the Shliach just for the Maisa. And then we have this new idea of Shliach HaKabbalah, which is a big Chiddush. Shliach HaKabbalah is Demis, it's a Chiddush. I'm not sure even the Makar, how you know it works, how Chazal knew it works. But what is Shliach HaKabbalah? Shliach HaKabbalah is a Shliach that doesn't even have to do any maisa, just has to stand there and receive the get, and with that, there's a chalais agerish. It's a separate category. And that's Rashi. That Amish the Shliach LaHailacha, presumably Shliach LaHivah too, but not Shliach LaKabbalah.
I just have a question.
Normal case of Shlichus. Let's say I make a Shliach. That's nothing to do with our rights. I make a shliach to buy a house for me. There's no davar she'erva. Nothing's happening that has different rules. It's all dinei mamonos. The nesina is dinei mamonos. The receiving, there's no difference.
Yeah,
here, there's the rules of davar she'erva. And the knani is eidah b'teres kiddush. He's not tied.
That's right.
That's another nafkin. Another rabbi. It's very good. That's why over here we need eidah on the minish shlichos.
That's why.
The whole reason we have this separate category is because of the Chalais of the Davar She'erva, all the rules up to. Okay, so much for this Reb Chaim. As I said, it's Hashem, it will come up again. But we'll move on to the bottom Rashi, which I mentioned to you on Erev Shabbos. Alright, we have to readjust what we're talking about here. The last Rashi goes on the last case of the Mishnah. The last case is Hamevi get Beretz Yisrael. Okay? So don't start confusing me by mixing in Chutzlara and Beretz Yisrael. It's a new case. Hamevi get Beretz Yisrael. Einoi tzara shiayme b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. There's no takana d'rabanan. In Eretz Yisrael itself, we're not worried. Tebekin l'shma. We're not worried about being mekayimit. No problem. V'im yeshalav ayririm. If they are Ayurim, what do Ayurim mean? Now, if I learned the Mishnah, I could say Ayurim means people say it's a pasul get. But Rashi teaches Ayurim shehabal ma'ara shumazuyif. Rashi's bakavon. Rashi says Ayurim means the husband. The husband comes, and the husband says this shtar is a phony shtar. The signatures are fake. Now, what do we do? It's like Kol HaTorah Kula. Anytime you have a shtar, you assume the shtar is kosher. If the Baal Dava says it's mezuyah, so you have to be mekayim. So the Mishnah is kayim v'chaysamot. L'chayim, the Mishnah is very poshut. If you have a get, someone says it's mezuyah, it's like any shtar. You mekayim it, you bring witnesses, you mekayim the shtar, no problem. Rashi, it's kayim v'chaysamot, and yidu eidim. How do you do kiyim? How do you do kiyum? Person gets the shtar, now they have a job. They have to prove it's the right signature. How do you do it? So Rashi tells us, mi'idu ha'edim achsim esidei. How can person go about doing it? Rashi says two ways. Either you call in the witnesses, you tell the witnesses, is this your signature? And they say, yes, that's a kiyum. Oy, eidim acherim yakiru chasimasa. Or, let's say you can't find these eidim. Could be years later, the eidim could be dead. So what do? You call in eidim acherim. The Gemara says, you call in the children of the eidim. Usually children recognize their father's signature. So you call them in, and they say, yes, I recognize the signature. So that's also a kiyum. So two ways to do a kiyum. Either A, you call in the person himself, or if he's not alive, you call in people that recognize the signature. Ad kan divrei Rashi, two ways to do a kiyum. What's shver with this Rashi is not what Rashi says. Everything he says is fine. It's what Rashi leaves out. Rashi leaves out a third, an even easier, a more typical way of being mekayim, a signature. If you write a check, the bank gets the check, how are they mekayim your signature? They ever call you up and they say to come down and verify the signature? How does the bank verify your signature? They have a record of your signature and they compare the two signatures. Okay? That's called Dimoishtaris or Dimyanishtaris. They compare two signatures, one to the other. And if it compares, so Dimyanishtaris, that's a way of being a Kayim Ishtar. A signature, as a matter of fact, very often it's the easier way to do it. If you can get a hold of a person easily, it's easy. You can't get a hold of him. So you take other Ishtaris and you compare the signature and you see if it's good. Does Din Yishtaris work in Alpi Din, Alpi Torah? The answer is yes. In Dine Maminis, it's clear that the Din Yishtaris works. The Mishnah in Suvis, Adaf Yitzchess, mentions comparing it to other Yishtaris. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Memvav, when it talks about how to do Kiyam, mentions Din Yishtaris. And in Dine Maminis, there's no question that Din Yishtaris works. Question is, why did Rashi leave out Dimi Yishtaris? Does Rashi mean to tell us a din? A new halacha. Dimi Yishtaris doesn't work like it. Now, it's hard to say that Rashi came to teach us a halacha. It's possible, maybe it's even likely, but it's a deal from Rashi didn't say, not from what he did say. So what we have to do is see if it makes sense. Why shouldn't Din Yishtaris work by Gittin? Why not? Why shouldn't it work? So in order to figure this out, both in the Chiddush Reb Nachum and in the Berachas Avraham, they tell us to look at a Ktsais Zimin Memvav. The Ktsais is of Sivkat Ches. I think there's a misprint in the Berachas Avraham. It should be Sivkat Ches. And in Sivkat Ches, the Ktsais does not talk about Gittin. He talks about Din Yishtaris and Din Maminis. But he says the following. What? It's Simin Memvav. Ktsais is Sivkat Ches. Sivkat Ches. Before I get to what the Ktsais says, the argument that we're going to have between the Ktsais on the one hand and the Shach and the Sivis on the other hand sounds like a very balabatish argument. The argument is Din Yishtaris really a good way of verifying a signature? Is it really a good way of verifying a signature? How good is it? And basically the Ktsais will hold that it's pretty shvach, that it's a kiyum that's einay ma'ula, he calls it. It's not the best way to check. It works, but it's really an inferior type of kiyum. And the shach and the nesivis hold that it's fine, it's 100% a good kiyum. Now, if somebody could explain the lumdis, I'd appreciate it. But the lumdis, is this a good way of checking or not? Work on that. Right. In Lundis will say, is this a good way? It's not a good way. One person will say it is good. Maybe it's forged. And if it's forged, that people verify it, maybe it's forged. But remember, you don't need that. Rashi said, we'll recognize. You're trying to answer. You're trying to answer the Kasha Rashi.
I am the son. What does he mean? The son. Okay, I recognize that.
I hear. Okay, from the Hemshech of the Ktzais, we'll answer what you say. Okay, please, the Ktzais. So this argument is Dimishtar is good or is it not good? In America, all the chess work that way. You know, is it good? Is it not good? I don't know. Hopefully we'll get to Lomdis. It's very hard to figure out Lomdis and Dinishtaris, but the Ksais is able to do it, but we'll go the same.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good question. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, by Dinishtaris, what do you compare it to? Maybe the other Shtaris forged also. So in Shulchan Aruch it says either you have to compare it to two other Shtaris, two others, even if they're not Mekoyim, or one other shtar, if it's a shtar that was Mekoyim in Bez. Okay? Obviously, and it says the Farish in Shulchan Aruch, if this man who wrote, if this woman who brought the get says, oh, I have two other shtaris at the same Eidim, that's not going to be good, because she could have forged all three. Right? That's obviously not going to be good. As I state in Allah. It's got to be other shtaris that come out from other people's homes, and you have to have at least two, unless it's a shtaris, in which case one. The this machlokes, Ktzais and Shach, is really a machlokes rishayim, which a Ktzais brings. There are two ways that you could write a shtar if you borrow money from your friend. Let's say you borrow money from someone and he wants a shtar. One way is you get witnesses, a typical shtar. You get witnesses, the witnesses sign the shtar that they observed you borrowing money, and that's one type, that's a typical shtar. There's a second shtar called Ksav Yadai. What is Ksav Yadai? It means you lend me money. So I write an IOU, I write on a paper, I owe you $100, I write the day, and I, the life, I sign my signature, Ksav Yadai, I sign my signature, and I give it to you. That's another type of shtar. Now, a shtar that's signed with witnesses is considered a better shtar. Because we have an assumption that any shtar, Eidim achasumin al ashtar, nasu kamisha nichkaru eidusam bebez. A shtar that's signed with witnesses, minatayra doesn't need kiyum. Min HaTorah, any shtar that comes, we assume it's a good shtar. Kiyum shtaris derabbanan. The fact that you have to be mekayim shtar, that's a din derabbanan. Because the shtar that has two witnesses, there's a certain assumption that it's not mezuyif, that it's a good shtar. Kiyum shtaris, the fact that we do certify signatures, that's a chiyum, that's a din derabbanan. Derabbanan wa chayshish is mezuyif. And the mela, that is a din derabbanan. That's a regular shtar. Ksav Yadai, my signature, that needs kiyum in Atayra. That is not kenishin nechgur eidus of the death, there are no eidus. Ksav Yad, that kiyum shtaris is derais. So, and this is again all basic, I don't think there's a machlaikis. Kiyum shtaris of a shtar with witnesses is a chiyuv derabana. Kim Shtaris of Ksav Yadai is a din dairais. Question. The Torah, Simon Samach test, says din Shtaris works by witnesses. To prove a witness's signature, din Shtaris works. Does din Shtaris work for Ksav Yadai? Does it work for Ksav Yadin? Maybe. Dimi Shtaris only works by a Drabbanan Dika Shtar, where Kiyam is a Drabbanan. Does it work for Ksav Yadin? So he quotes Rav Shri Ragayin, one of the Gayinim, Hashem Rav Shri Ragayin. Rav Shri Ragayin says, no! Dimi Shtaris is a Shvacha Kiyam. Rav Shri Ragayin holds that the Yishtaris is an inferior kiyum, and it only works by a Durabanandika Chiyuv kiyum. And it does not work, and even there it only works because the Takonis Halakuchais, the Rabbanu Mesakin, it should work because to make it easier to be Mekai. But by Ksav Yadai, which needs a kiyum in Atayra, the Yishtaris does not work. As I shrived from Shri Ragayin. And the Torah disagrees. The Torah says, no, it does work. It works side by regular shtarais and side by ksav yadai. By my pligi, obviously, Rav Shri Ragayin holds it's an inferior type of a kiyum. And the Torah holds it's a fine, it's an excellent type of a kiyum. This is the machlokes of Shri Ragayin in the Torah. So is Dimi Shtaris a good kiyum? Rav Shri Ragayin holds it only works by the Rabbanans, it's not so good. And the Torah holds it's a fine kiyum, and it works even by Ksav Yadai, it's fine. The Shach and Ktsais really are just arguing in whether the Iker is like the Torah, or the Iker is like Rav Shri Ragayin. The Ktsais holds that the Iker is like a Shri Ragayin, that it's an inferior type of a Kiyum. It's not a good Kiyum. And the Taka works by Shtarei Mamin, by Eidim, because the Rabbanim made such a Takar. But really, it's not an ideal Kiyum. The Shach, on the other hand, is Matzdik, the Shita Sator, and he holds that it is a good Kiyum. A fine kiyum, and they bring additional nafkaminis in this midai. There are other nafkaminis which we'll get to on nafkin lamed alus. Other nafkaminis between kiyum when kiyum is a derived and kiyum is a derabat. But as far as what the machlekes is, basically the ktsais is matzdik shitas of shiragai built from terir, and the shach. And the Sivis, the Amatz, the Peshita Sator, Avada, they bring Rayas, which we're not going into today. Now, coming back to our Rashi. Min HaTorah, Kiyam Shtaris is a Drabba. Min HaTorah, Kiyam Shtaris is a Drabba. Which means Min HaTorah, get, doesn't need Kiyam. Min HaTorah, if you bring a get, you don't have to verify the signatures, it doesn't need kiyum. The Magid Mishnah writes that this din, kiyum shtaris derabanan, is only true if there's no ma'arer on the shtar. However, if the Baal is ma'arer on the shtar, he says it's forged. So if the Magid Mishnah, then Kiyum Shtaris is Deraisa. In that case, it's not Mistaver that the Torah said you don't have to verify it, even if the husband says it's forged. No. Kiyum Shtaris Derabbanan is only if nobody is Ma'ar against the Shtar. But so if the Magid Mishnah, the husband comes and he's Ma'ar against the Shtar, then Avada, the Kiyum Shtaris is Minat Torah. It's very logical if you think about it. Even if the Torah assumes that every shtar is good, but if they are probably din what timing is forged, so of course you have to be Mekayim.
There's no error.
So if there's no error, if there's no error, so a normal get doesn't need kiyum. A get which is brought from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael would need either Bafanai Nechtav, or if there's no Bafanai Nechtav, he would need a kiyum. Right? Even without a error. because that the Rabbanon Mechayev Kiyam in certain cases. However, or Shalai Befana, if you need a Kiyam, like Taisus says, right? So there are cases in which you need a Kiyam in the Rabbanon. When the Baal is Ma'arer, then the Kiyam is a Dairais. Now, getting back to Rashi, obviously Rashi's good light. If Rashi holds Dimishtaris doesn't work, why? Like the Ktsaiser of Shiragai. If you don't like the Ktsaiser of Shiragai, it's an inferior Kiyam. Why does it work? Dimishtaris only works when there's no matter. If there's no matter, and you have to be Mekayim Ashtar. Let's say you're being Teveya from Yisayim, like Tyson says, you have to be Mekayim. You want to be Teveya and Ksuba. So you do Dimishtaris. But if they are ma'ararim, then the chiyuv kiyum shtaris is a chiyuv dairaisa. Once it's a dairaisa, now it's the same as ksav yadai. Right? Instead of ksav yadai, being mekayim ksav yadai is a chiyuv dairaisa, so din yishtaris doesn't work. Any time the chiyuv kiyum is a dairaisa, din yishtaris doesn't work. So just like Rav Shira Gaon says, it doesn't work in the case of ksav yadai. Because then the chiyuv kiyum is dairaisa. Same thing over here, Rashi will hold that Kiyam Shtaris, when the Baal is Ma'arer, is a Chiyav Dairaisa. And by a Dairaisa, Dinyan Shtaris does not work. This is the way Rav Nachman and the Berachos Avraham explain Rashi. And basically, they say that according to the Ketzais, Rav Shira Gaon Shita, it's a Torah. Because here, the Kiyam Shtaris is Dairaisa. The Mishtaris is an inferior Kiyam, but it does not work with the Chi of Kiyam is a Chi of Deras. This is the Nekuma. Now, just to get back to the Lumdis, the question of the Mishtaris. To answer Rashi, we've answered that if you hold the Mishtaris is inferior, it doesn't work here, and it's good. The Tzais, I think if you read the Tzais, you'll see Klar, he brings the Machlokes very clearly. What is the Tolu? So this is already a little more tricky, but the Ketzais brings a Gemara Chul in Daf Tzadik Vav, and he says the following. There's something called Tvias Ayin. What is Tvias Ayin? Recognize it. Let's say I say Avis that Reuven killed Shimon. Now I never met Reuven before. I was walking in the street and I see Reuven killed Shimon. I come to Beis Din, I say, you know, I saw someone killed. He says, who'd you see? So they schlep in a person. I say, I recognize him, it's him. Is that good enough? I recognize his face? 100%. That's the design. Well, how else do you say this about another human being? I look at him, I recognize him. Tvias Ayin is a good aidus to kill people. Tvias Ayin is good aidus to kill a person. That's Tvias Ayin. What happens if I come to Beis Din, I say, Reuven killed Shimon, I say, what's Reuven? So I say, I don't remember, but I remember he had, I give him simanim. He had a big mole on his right eyebrow, and he had a crooked nose, and whatever. I give simanim. I give them simanim who he is. From simanim, you don't kill people. Someone comes in, he's got a mole over his eyebrow and a crooked nose. You don't kill a person because he has a crooked nose. You don't kill from simanim, you don't kill a person. You don't do dine nefashis from simanim. Not only dine nefashis, dine mamadis also. The Ktsais brings a case where a person witnessed a sale, a mechira, and he comes into Beis Din, and by the time he comes to say this, he's nisma, he became blind. And at Beis Din, he describes what the person looks like. It's not a good Avis. If he describes what he looks like, he says, all the simanim. It's not good. If he sees him and he has Tvias Ayin, it's good. Simanim, that's no good. Tvias Ayin is good for Dinei Mamonis, Dinei Nefashis. Simanim, no. Simanim is Gzeres HaKasim. You get Shavas HaVeda, you do the simanim. Or Dinei Yisav HaHeter. The Yisra Vehetta works with Simon and the Ketzaisis. But something that needs Adis, it's not Adis. Adis is recognizing something. Simanim? No. The Ketzai says, when you recognize a signature, that's Tevias Ayin. Most people can recognize their father's signature, or their brother's signature, or their business partner's signature. It's a Tevias Ayin. If you were to ask me what it looks like, I probably couldn't even give you Simanim and tell you this letter looks like that, but if you showed it to me, I'd recognize it. That's Tevias Ayin. That's key. Comparing, so the Ketzai, comparing signatures is like Simanim. What is comparing signatures? You say the A looks like that A, the B looks like that B, the scroll looks like that scroll. That's Simanim. Zaktik Tzais, Simanim, comparing signatures to Simanim, that's an inferior Kiyam, because all it is Simanim, it's not Hakara. Now you can start arguing with me. Or you can say, no, that's Hakara. So Tzais says, 1 minute. If I say Ruvain borrowed from Shimon, I give Simonim on his goof, that's not good enough. So Simonim on his signature should be good enough. Not Mastavim. Simonim on his goof is not good. Simonim on his signature is. So the Ketzai maintains that Simonim are that Din Yishtaris is like Simonim, and that's why it's no good. Well, what does it mean comparing? It means you compare the letters that they're similar. He makes a big A and he makes a small A. He makes a You're right. I think we could argue the point. Is recognizing the signature to be a sign or Simon? There's a range. The use of the Ketzai is that lashon, that if you recognize the Nashime b'chut hasayra, sometimes you know it's never part of a signature, sometimes it is. The Nesivis grabbed his mitzvah that compared signatures are simanim. He just says, not every simon is a bad simon. There's something called a simon muvik, a perfect simon. If you have a perfect simon, then it's good, and compared signatures he considers to be a simon muvik. Bakopanim, it's a machlekes Ketzai's Nesivis. Machlekes, the Shach and the Siva is the same Shita against the Tzais, and the Machlekes of Shira going to the Torah. Again, a Dimyan Shtar is considered good on that. And on Dachim Lamed Aleph, we're going to come back to this Machlekes because it's like a bit. Tomorrow we're going to work at the bottom Tzais. There's a Rabbi Chanan, Kaivit Shurim, Chelek Beis, Simon Gimel, Ice Hay. There are two Ice Hay. The second Ice Hay, make sure you understand Tzais first. But the first chelik of the Taisis, Rabbi Chana, Kaivit Shur, Kaivit Bey, Simon Hay, Simon Gimel, Ice Hay. And again, there are two Ice Hays, the second Ice Hay in the